USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another big tech company flags President Trump and will keep him from adding content to their social media platform. YouTube said on Tuesday that it had suspended President Trump's channel over concern about ongoing potential for violence. The ban is expected to last a week. The president has 2.8 million subscribers, and the ban should be in place for 7 days. YouTube also said it was disabling all comments on his channel indefinitely. Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden says he wants the Senate to speed up the confirmation process and approve his cabinet picks ASAP. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President-elect Joe Biden has picked a State Department lifer and staunch advocate of diplomacy with Iran to head the CIA, tapping former Ambassador William Burns to head the spy agency. Burns called President Trump's withdrawal from the Obama-era Iranian nuclear deal foolish and openly questioned strategic value of a U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top military general last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CIA director in the United States makes about $97,770 a year. The House is in session discussing the rules of impeachment.
America was attacked and we must respond, even when the cause of this violence resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Democrat Representative Jim McGovern from Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Cancel culture. The Urban Dictionary defines canceling as to dismiss something or somebody and to reject an individual or idea. Cancel culture, as it currently exists, does not give people a chance to learn from or apologize for their wrongdoings. USA Radio News' Tim Berg brings to light cancel culture at the corporate level.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bolar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
According to TheThings.com, the top three biggest celebrity cancellations of 2020. Number three, singer Demi Lovato. Number two, actor Sebastian Stan. And number one, Ellen DeGeneres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.